Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, who are you customer service to? What company is this?
I'm a third-party call center. I work for multiple different agencies.
Okay. I'm just trying to find out. This number was on a debit that was taken out of our account, and we're trying to find out who's it for, what it's for. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Could I have your zip code?
49120.
49120, first and last name?
Yes. Last name?
Yes, ma'am. Your first and last name, ma'am?
Oh, well, the last name is Walker, and I think it was Stephen or Edna. S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Okay, so I didn't find anything matching the zip code. Do you know the phone number that could be on file?
No, but I know you have our bank account that's on file because it's taking stuff out of it for home improvement, Maximum Hardware.
Yes, ma'am. So the only way that I can assist you with the charges is being able to pull up the account. I would need to verify some information, so I can try pulling up your account with the phone number because I didn't find anything with the zip code.
Okay, it's 269-357-1060.
Okay, when did they bill you, ma'am?
Twice in March and once in April.
Okay. So I see a purchase here for a Steve Walker.
What was it for?
Let's see. Give me 1 second. Let the account load. Okay, so it was first billed on the 18th of March. It's still loading. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was, well, the first amount was taken out the 21st for $7.95, and then the 25th was $56.95, and then again on the April 26th for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a purchase for our tablet. Could you verify your address to make sure I have the right account pulled up?
We didn't purchase the tablet, so how can we go about refusing this? Because we didn't buy a tablet.
You never got a tablet, we never purchased one.
Yes, sir. So just give me 1 second. I can go ahead and get that notated for you, but I would need you to verify the address to make sure I have the right account before I get you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay. We're going to have to call back when we have more time to talk, but if you could note our account that we will be calling back and talking to someone in the fraud department, that would be great because this is not correct at all.
Okay. So it will only take like 2 to 3 minutes to get everything situated with them. But if you would like to call back, I can go ahead and notate your account that you'll be calling back. And then
if it will only take 2 or 3 minutes, I can take care of that. You want me to just do it, honey? Or
I don't care.
Okay.
If you can't, then
if I can't just take care of it, then we'll have to call back.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. All you have to do is just verify a few things for them. They'll go over the terms and conditions, and then you guys should be good.
Okay, as long as I can do it with just me, it's okay.
Yes, ma'am. So just give me 1 second. Let me notate the account, and I'm going to transfer you over.
Okay. Okay, honey, you can go. I have everything. I will.
Okay, so I did go ahead and notate your account for you. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Is there anything else I can do for you before I transfer you over?
No, that'd be good for now.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day. Just stay on the line for me.
Thank you. Sure will.